And we are back with the Barca Breakdown Podcast. My name is Adam, and I'm here with
Yusuf. So take a moment out of your day, guys. Go on Spotify, go on iTunes, rate us, review us, leave us any comments. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page as well.
At Barca Breakdown. Thank you guys so much for that. We're here day after the Leganes game, so a little bit of a break with international break, break from the podcast too. But we're back now, and what did you think about the starting lineup, the game? I mean, I think everyone who's listening to this has already watched the game, and we're all a bit dejected.
Yeah, to start us off, we're a day late coming at you, so sorry about that. But when I looked at the lineup, you know, we came out with Dembele, Griezmann, Messi, Suarez.
Which sounded pretty good on paper.
Yeah.
I was getting kind of gassed up for it. I mean, it seemed a little bit weird to me that it was only FDJ and Busquets as, like, the two midfielders. Yeah. But, hey, we need to do something new. So I was like, all right, let's see how it goes.
I thought it was cool, but I also had my skepticism because even without having the four of them, when we had three, stuff wasn't working out for us.
In the midfield?
Yeah. In the front.
Okay.
With Messi, Griezmann, Suarez, right? And then sometimes Dembele when he was not injured. But now we had all four up there, and it's... I was excited, but at the same time, I had my doubts and my worries about it.
It's kind of one of those things that I think sounds better on in your mind than on paper.
Yeah, and it just didn't come out, right?
True, and I also think, you know, Leganes is a weird team to try the strategy against because they were just going to sit so deep, you know, with, like, eight people in the box at all
which
times.
Which they did, pretty much.
I mean, we can get to, like, their play a little bit later, but I hated those guys. They were trying to waste time from, like, the first minute of the game.
Yeah.
That goalkeeper was taking, like, too long
Dude,
to kick
throw-ins.
Some of those. Yeah.
For sure, the throw-ins, they were sitting there, and they'd, like, you see FDJ, and he's throwing his hands up, and he's like, what's going on? And the ref doesn't say anything. What, they have 6 seconds, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Seemed like they were taking much more.
Anyways, yeah, so I think, you know, the other thing that was interesting about the lineup is that, you know, we had some injuries and some suspensions, so we had to put Wagyu, made his way back in there, Firpo, and then PK and Umtiti.
Yes.
And you know what I thought was really interesting is that, you know, Lenglet has picked up a calf strain, which is kind of crazy because that seems to be the injury that's plagued a few of our players this season.
Suarez Messi, and Messi.
For sure. So again, you just have to keep wondering, like, what is the medical team doing? How are we having so many muscular injuries in the last 3 years? You know, all we can do is hope he's going to be back because today's game was not an impressive performance, and we're about to come across a few really important games, and we need Lenglet in there because, you know, PK, as you saw in the game, right, that first goal, he was really sitting back, giving too much space to the opposing player on Leganes, and he seems to be not having his focus on soccer, right? There was an interview last week said, he has to spend so much time doing this Davis Cup stuff that football's not, you know, always his top priority. If Dembele said that in the media, he would be, like, really,
eaten alive, exactly,
by the Madrid press. You know they would be killing him. But PK says it, you know, he's got a little bit more weight as a club legend, and he kind of gets away with it. But his performance has not been great lately.
I agree with you. And it's also very interesting that PK pretty much plays almost every one of these games, right? And he's not picking up any injuries. And you're talking about him contributing energy to another, because he's playing tennis, right? So it's interesting he's not getting injured while players like Lenglet, Roberto are getting injured, Semedo. Roberto's just out on a yellow card, if I'm not mistaken. And speaking of which, our boy Busquets got a yellow today and is going to be out for the Atletico game.
Which is the biggest blessing in disguise you have. I mean,
because he did terrible,
he looked so bad today.
Yeah. But aside from that, like, I don't know what's going on with the team. I'm really, before we get into, like, just the poor performance and some of these passes, it's just like the team has no connection between each other. There was a time where PK had two choices to pass, and he passed in between both of them to the defender, basically. And I don't know what's happening.
Neither do I. I mean, I think that Valverde just doesn't have a lot, in the, like we say every week, right? Then that's what's, I think, going to be our biggest problem here, as the, you know, not to get too mad, like the podcast is like, there is just, there's nothing new that's going to come out. You know, we're gonna see this continuing trend that we've had for the last 4 months, and I just don't know any way that it's going to end with Valverde not really having, you know, any new ideas, the team looking very lazy, very uninterested, and the game's just passing all these players by. And so, you know, it's hard for me to even imagine what type of result we would need for us to say, like, oh, Valverde is changing it.
Well, mind you, we just played the bottom team in the league. When I was listening to Ray and Phil talk about how good Leganés was doing, they're like, oh, they're playing against the, you know, the bottom team, and they're looking really good. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, they're looking really good because Barcelona looks awful. They're at the top of the chart, and we look like we deserve to be at the bottom of the chart. Our luck saved us today.
True. And yesterday. By the way, speaking of Ray, that guy is so anti-Dembele, it really kills me. I think it's because he loves Coutinho, but yeah, I mean, getting into the game here, so we give up an early goal, right? Mm-hmm. And then the two goals we scored were both from set pieces, right? Messi gets the free kick, Suarez heads it in, and then off of a corner, we get kind of a lucky bounce, goes off the defender, and Vidal scores, right? Mm-hmm. So not only does the team look uninspired in general, we're barely scraping by any goals, and you know, it looks like no one's able to create any offense or create any sort of life in the team.
We had one good opportunity, and I thought it was from Dembele when he, you know, kicked it over and tried to get it to Suarez, and Suarez had a really nice header. Unfortunately, the goalie just knocked it out, but aside from that, shots on goal, there was no notable attempts, really, other than that. I'm very, very dissatisfied with any of the players' heart and ability to put energy towards, you know, creativity. Is true. My biggest gripe.
I think, and you know, one thing to criticize Messi about, which we don't do very often, is I kind of need him to like make some statements or, you know, try and light a fire under this team as the captain. We, you know, and it's unfair in some sense because like you're asking him to, you know, carry every game, but then also like carry the team's tactics and like inspire all the players. You know, in general, I'm usually more of a fan of more of a workhorse type player being captain than like your best player because it just puts too much pressure on them. But anyways, Messi is the captain. And so I think, you know, we need to see something from him that's showing us that he wants to, you know, imbue some life into the team and make the players react, right? It just seems like all these games are passing them by. And then we see these just so like political answers to questions all the players give, like, oh, we don't look good, but we have to discuss that amongst ourselves. Like, of course we can play better. You know, we're at Barcelona. And it just seems like no one has any real passion or drive to make the team, you know, their focus and make it...
To touch on that, how long have they been saying that, right? This seems like a trend that's been happening from when me and you were thinking, you know, oh, Valverde's kind of messing up, like, or at least me. I was like, I'll give him another chance, you know. Like, I feel like a lot of these things we tried to cope with early on, and it's still continuing to happen, and we're still questioning, why is this happening? One, why are the players defending Valverde? Why hasn't Valverde been outed? Why is Barp defending Valverde, right? Like,
yeah, does the team practice any offensive drills? Because it just, yeah, how would you characterize our offensive performance in today's game? Like, what do you think was the mindset that Valverde had, like, the players in to score today?
Run from one side of the field to the other side of the field, whether it be left and right or up and down. That's about it. Because I didn't see anything. I didn't see passings that were aiming towards pushing the ball forward to get a goal. I saw a couple runs by Messi, but there was like two runs out of the whole thing. Granted, him and a couple other players like Suarez were off on international break, you know, and they had some hard games. So I understand he's probably a little bit tired, but that doesn't mean that you go out there when your team has no creativity, that you just kind of... And it was weird because it seemed like when the first goal went in, when Messi's assist went in to Suarez, they were like pretty happy, but in my head, they shouldn't have been celebrating like that.
Tying the game up against the worst team in La Liga.
It was very like, wow, this is what it's come to kind of
thing.
Well,
I think, you know, just as a general overview of how fans feel nowadays, like it's like we've lost kind of a passion to see the team because the team itself doesn't seem to have any passion, you know?
For sure.
There's a different feeling. Even last season, even though obviously what happened at Anfield was horrible, like, there was some genuine passion I felt in that team.
Well, think about the first game against Liverpool at home. That game was filled with passion. I thought that, like, that 3-0 victory really got me going. And then after
so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that I think that victory was better on the score sheet than we actually played.
Sure,
know,
but there was passion. When you saw Messi scoring a free kick from, like, that crazy distance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's happened? I mean, there's something's got to budge here. And, you know, to talk about the other biggest story in football, soccer this week, right? Pochettino fired by Tottenham, and then Mourinho comes in, that evil man. but, you know, if Spurs, right, the way that I talked to some, you know, Tottenham fans was that about the situation, how they characterized it was, well, Poch was going to leave this summer anyways. And if you look at the record in the Premier League in 2019, just this calendar year, they're like one of the worst teams, mm-hmm. right? So even though they made that Champions League final, they were saying, hey, it wasn't working out. He was going to leave next summer. So kind of why not just cut it loose here and have a new coach come in and try to do something?
For sure.
Why don't we do that?
That's a great question. We've been asking this question for a while now.
I mean, you know, I don't know what's going to budge here. I just have a feeling that, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here, but we struggled with Leganes today, and then we have Dortmund and Inter this month, and we're not qualified. We haven't moved on to the knockout stage yet, you know? Like, there's a very real chance we could lose both games and be out in the group stage of the Champions League. It would be one of the biggest embarrassments that our team would ever have, and so, you know, maybe something like that needs to happen to get Valverde out. I don't know. I mean, it's scary. I just had, like, a nightmare imagining us getting out in the group stages and then Valverde staying.
You know, I have a couple things in my head that I was thinking about while I was watching the game. One, it's almost like I'm bored watching, right? Like, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, what time is it? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's only the 20th minute. Nothing's happened. It's going so slow. And in my head, I don't understand it. The players don't seem in it. I'm just baffled by their lack of ability to do the basic functional things on the pitch, like passing the ball.
True. I mean, it's always rough after the international break, not only being tired, but, you know, you travel elsewhere. You're with, you know, your people. It kind of throws you off your game maybe. But, yeah, it was just embarrassing performance, and that was the same type of performance we would have seen, you know, a week ago. So it's not,
but
like,
we can't bring this against Dortmund. We can't bring this against Inter. We can't bring this against
But that's the team. That's Valverde's Barca, unfortunately. And, you know, one other thing I want to touch on is, where is Arthur? Because he came back from an international break. And so, I imagine, okay, give him some rest. He has those weird muscular injuries and protein drinks and the like. But it does seem like lately we've seen him not be called up a few times.
True.
It's been a bigger thing in November than I even remember last year, except for when he was out with injury.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a good question. Valverde, no matter what question I ask, Valverde won't have an answer for me anyway. It is what it is, kind of thing. I do want to say that I feel really bad for some of these young players, for like
Frankie,
even Firpo and Wagyu. They came out and they're pretty much like the players you would expect to make more mistakes because they don't get a lot of time. But overall, they did some of the best play on the pitch. They may not have been the ones, you know, scoring the goals or, you know, securing like a lot of huge, I wouldn't even say huge plays because there was no huge plays in that game, but they were reliable, and I thought they did really well for the, like, we haven't seen Wagyu play at all, really. Firpo's, what, third or fourth game max? And they were the highlight of the game, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like how I was saying earlier, it's just, it doesn't seem like anything's going to change. And so I fear that, like, you could play this podcast over every episode for the next 6 months.
Well, we would be out of the Champions League.
True, out of the Copa. We would be, you know, fourth in the league or something. I mean, we really just need someone to show that they give some passion about the team. It just seems like everyone's walking out there like a zombie, kind of going through the motions. And, you know, like always in Valverde's Barca, Messi will find some way to create some magic, score, assist some goals. And, you know, Suarez will put one in against Leganes and just kind of, you know,
worthless goals, really. It means nothing. Like, if we...
I mean, we can't score from open play. It's crazy.
True. That is, like, a huge thing. And if we're going to talk about, you know, breaking things down, I think if we play in the next, I don't know, 5 games or so, we're going to have trouble progressing at all, even just trying to be confident. That's... I don't... Oh, man, it's so hard to talk about this when it's just the same stuff and the same issues, and there's no clear issue, like, why things are not going well.
I mean, it's rot at the head of the team.
Yeah.
In Ernesto, right? I mean, we have these young players who we brought in. You know, I actually think that I've been very critical of, like, the winter signings last year, like Kevin Prince-Boateng, Murillo, mm-hmm. right? The likes of those... not having Todibo, but not really using him ever. But we have brought in some young players, Arthur, Frankie, Ricky Pooch, Elenia, you know, like brought in or have promoted young players, Fati, Dembele, Griezmann, you know. And it just sucks that they have to kind of live in the squalor of Ernie's team.
You know, it's funny, I saw a post that was like, we had Malcolm, a real winger. When he came in, you know, he performed and did well. And then we sold him, and now we're playing. We played Coutinho as a winger, and then we played Griezmann as a winger. There's no clear plan of what's going on, who's to do what. You know, there's no offensive strategy in mind. Even the defensive strategy is lacking. It's kind of like, oh, we made a mistake, just rush to get the ball back. Oh, wait, they just got
us
on the counter.
Have Sagan save us.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want to be too morbid. I'm trying to be positive through these. Like, it was even hard to sit down and start this podcast, like you said.
We're all pretty dejected, I would say. But looking ahead, so this Wednesday we have Dortmund at the Camp Nou. What are your feelings? I mean, obviously no one here is very excited. Thankfully, this is a game at the Camp Nou.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where we play by far the best.
That's true, and I've thought about that, but I keep going back and forth with, you know, I think we're going to score goals, and it happens, but then I really underestimate our defensive capabilities in these games, and I think we're going to lose this game.
Really?
I really think we're going to lose this game.
We drew them 0-0 in the first leg.
Mm-hmm. Away.
Yeah, away. And... But the thing is, I did see on Friday that Dortmund drew 3-3 with a pretty bad German team in the Bundesliga. Mm. And so, you know, it's not like they are playing very great either. I don't even think they're in the top 5 in the Bundesliga. Let me see here. Yeah, they're number 6 right now. So, you know, it's not like Dortmund are being world beaters or having a crazy good season. So I'm hoping that if, you know, the team... It's so hard to say because you want to say, I hope if something changes, you know, we'll be able to like ignite some sort of fire. But there are no hidden tricks that Valverde is going to pull out. That's the issue here.
How long have we said that?
Like, we keep hoping for like the next game to be the one that breaks the dam and like, oh, that was what we were, that was the fix. But there's nothing involving Ernesto Valverde that is going to change and solve the situation. We need to just cut our losses, get rid of a midseason. I know that's not something that Barca normally do. I know we might want Koeman to come in next summer, sure. But we need to. We can't just not have any reaction as a club. It just seems crazy to do.
You think that, right? And we like you just said, no matter how much we keep saying, well, you know, if something just changed, yada yada yada, but we can't keep saying this. It comes to the point where. Data points become the trend of what's happening, right? Like, you can only accumulate so much data until you make a conclusion, and I think...
And Valverde is bad.
Pretty much, right? So, I don't know.
Like, and it's also crazy. I feel like it doesn't get the attention it deserves because if you check in from afar, in La Liga, we're first in the league.
Yeah.
And we have 9 wins, 1 loss, 3 draws, right? Like, any other time, you just read me off that line, and I'm like... that's not bad, man.
No.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so from afar, I don't think people really get what the issue they're seeing. You know, I complain to some of my like Man U friends about the Barca, and they're like, dude, you guys are first in the league. We're 9 right now. You know, and I'm like, well, you guys don't really get what's going on here.
Yeah, I was talking to my other friend about this recently, and he was, you know, saying what he thought was going on, and And I told him, I was like, if you really watched all these games, you would have the same mindset as us. You know, you'd see what we're seeing. It's everything is, it's almost like a magic trick, right? It's an illusion. Up front, it's like, wow, you know, it's a distraction to what's really going on. What's going on is deception and evil,
yes,
dark black magic.
No strategies.
No.
Anyways, I think that about does it for the Barca breakdown.
Wait. What do you predict as your score for this next Dortmund home game on the 27th, day before Thanksgiving here in the U.S.?
I will predict a 3-1 victory for Barca.
Wow.
With Messi scoring a hat-trick.
Wow. I don't want to say we're going to lose, man. But I'll say we'll draw 1-1.
Any ideas on the goal scorer?
Messi to save the day once again.
Dang. All right. Well, I think that does it.
We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Can't wait.